וישב יעקב בארץ מגור יובי בארץ כנען. ויחלם יוסף חלוי ויוגד לאחור ויוסיפו אוי סנור ישראל שימון החלום הזה אשר חולנתי אנחנו מעלמים עלומים בתי חסודה ונקום עלומוסי וגם ניצובו תשתחוונו ויאמרו לאחור ואמרו יכתם לא יכולים למשול תמשול בנו ויוסיפו אוי סנור ישראל יחלוי מועד חלום ויספר לאוכל ויאמר חלמתי והשמש ירח וחד הזריקחו ומשטח ממני ויספר לאובי ויקנו ביוכי ואובי שם ארץ הדוב. So we have two dreams of Yosef. The first dream, מעלמים עלומים בתוי חסודה, מעלמים עלומויס, ותשתחוונו אלומוסיכם לאלומוסי. 12 אלומוס, 12 בנדלס. יוסף's one stands in the middle, and all the 11 are משתחווה to יוסף. In the second dream, 11 stars, moon and sun, משתחווים לי, to me, יוסף. It means in the first dream, יוסף was not represented as יוסף. He was represented like a piece of wheat. Every brother had an aluma. All of the alumas were standing up and they banded. Frank the Moshe of Skating in the second dream also had 12 stars with a sun and a moon, and all of them in Mishtachma to one star. So he answers how we will know that it's Yosef's star. But aluma is everyone bandled one. Okay. You could have dreamed that they're picking stars, yeah? Maybe they didn't have that idea then, yeah? So everyone would pick a star, and then all the stars would be stuck with his star. But as they think the Moshe of Skating. There's another question. Tesis al Teira Frank. When Paroi had a dream, and the Yosef came to answer his dream, Yosef told him, Val Hishanoi Sachaloim, for the fact that the dream is double, כי ממהר האלוהים לעשות יוסף. It's about to happen very soon. Yosef also had a double dream, and it took a long, long time till it happened. Why in Paroi's dream it happened right away? In Yosef's dream it took a long time to happen. So the Rashbam fragt the kasha, the Rashbam says if it's on one night, it's quick. Paroi had a dream in the same night, double. Vaikatz v'achaloyim shenis. Yosef was in two nights, then there's no promise that it has to go quick. I heard once a mahalach, Matzos HaShomon is meramis to that. The Ramban, as is a kasha. Why Yosef did not send to his father a message, I'm Yosef, I'm in Mitzrayim. Obviously, maybe in the beginning he didn't have that abilities. But later, when the brothers already are going back, instead of bringing down Binyamin and making his father's life terrible by sending Binyamin and saying, Shimon can't leave if you don't bring Binyamin, just send the message, I'm Yosef. Zog de Ramban perek membeis posuk tes hoyo osuk bepitroin kiyum nevuas chalomoisef. Yosef hold that his dreams were a nevuah. And we know, the Briskei Yosoid, that a Novi is busy to make his nevuah to happen. This is the reason Yonah stands outside Nineveh and he wishes that his nevuah will happen. As a Musak, Novi oimed al nevuah. Kivyochel is achrayas. Why is achrayas? Why you have to look after your kids not to go off the derech? Yeah. Open a center for God's guys. Well, why your kids? Hashem gave you kids. It's your job, right? Other kids, you could give some time to the center. But your own kids, if it's chiluch problems, you have to close your gemara and you have to look after your kids. Why? Because these are your presents. A navi Hashem gave him his nevuah. Kivyochel, it's his job. Can't just say let it to happen. אלוואי, זוג ברמבן, he had to have בניומי משטח ולוי, he had to get בניומי דאר. Now, the Rifor should explain it a little bit more. And he says that it was two dreams, 12 alumois, and then 11 stars with sun and moon. If he will tell his father, so his father will come down. And in his dreams, of the Ramban was first 11 brothers, and then father and stepmother. So Yosef understood that his job is to get Binyamin down before the whole family comes. And there's of the Ramban. So I want to explain it a little bit deeper. The first dream, they were mishtachme to Alumas Yosef. The bandals of Yosef. But when you looked at the bandal, you didn't see Mr. Yosef, right? You didn't see King Yosef. You saw a bandal. The first nevuah was that the 11 brothers of the mishtachme, when they were not realized that I'm Yosef. If he gives a message and Yosef, he would never give him a kind of nevuah. The second nevuah is mishtachvim li. When Yaakov was mishtachve, he was mishtachve le Yosef. Mishtachve Yisrael Roi Shemito, Rashi says, Tage Be'id Netalele. So the nevuah, so it was like two nevuahs. The first nevuah was mishtachvim 11 to the Alumas, and there's another nevuah mishtachvim li. Tifer Shem Tifer. The first time they didn't bear it to Yosef because he's King Yosef even. They bear it down to him because he's the mashbir. He's the one that is giving the food, right? Alumos. They were mishtachvim to the food. So the first dream was mishtachvim le alumos. The second dream is mishtachvim li. Yaakov didn't bear it down because he has money. Yaakov didn't bear it down because he's a king, because he was makir and Yosef, and he was mishtachvim li. This is the oimek sheba oimek. And the first time it says, Vayisnu Oysayachi. And the second time it says, Vayekanu Boyachi.
Shmuki
Sakula Fantadel, all the same. So, Rava. I think I'm going to say, I'm going to So, anyways, so the brothers, the first time, they were not jealous of Yosef. You'll be a king, you'll have a lot of money give out. Achim HaKadoshim have different things in their head. They're upset with it that he thinks that he will be controlling. But the second time, Mishtachvim li, you will know that it's me and you are Mishtachvim li. My father will Mishtachvim li. Vayekanu Boyachim. This is the brothers couldn't have. The first, they hated him that he's planning to be the king. But not Kile. Second was in the boat of Rav Sheiman. But the Mele, Altis Givaldik, Mamash Kiman, Kiman, Apele, and the Taisusi. So both Kashis and Miyusha. Frek the Rashbam, a dream that is double has to happen right away. It's not a double dream, it's two separate dreams completely. Two dates, two times, could be 10 years in between them. It's two different dreams. Says no, Ishaloi Sachaloi. Paro dreamt the same dream exactly with cows and with shiboyim, but it was the same dream twice. Then Hashem gives a double dream; it's going to happen right away. These were two separate chalois din dreams, and this is the reason it's not a kasha why the first dream it doesn't say there was 11 alumos mishtach bimli. Just as 11 alumos v'tishtachaver la alumosi, you not know who I am. It was not even chashivus to be la alumosi. I'll be the one Yosef who amashbe. The second dream it will be mishtach bimli. And this is what I said to Bisalevi, that Vayekanu Bayechov was only at the second dream. And the first dream they were not jealous. Famous story that in Bnei Brak was going around Rav Shach time. That was a guy that made a lot of money. He left yeshiva after a couple of years, made a million, a couple of million, more millions. So he had a lot of business. He was living in Bnei Brak, a nice house. But there was not a lot of nice houses around. And then he decided to buy a special car. A very expensive car. He found when he comes to a meeting with a good car, it works better, yeah? And the Rebbetzin told him, you know, all of his friends will be jealous of you. Kol Polovich, you know. He said, you know how much tzedakah I give? I give chaymish. I make more money, I give more money. What's the problem? I took someone's money, I'm tzadik miyosho. She said, I'm scared. I know people will be jealous. Look at that. So we went to Rav Shneim and Rav Shach. Shaila, she said, jealous. He said, listen, it's my money, nothing wrong. What's the problem? Shach asked him, you know Shas? He said, no. You know half a Shas? No. You know what Masechta, like mamish back and forth? He said, no. Shach said, you could buy the car, no one would be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous of you. There's nothing to be jealous, don't worry, no one would be jealous of you. And this is the truth. Even today, most of, I think everyone that is sitting in this room is never jealous of a guy that has money. I promise you, there may be one guy here in the supergenerator, but chutz from that, no one here is jealous. Not everyone, I think everyone thinks that he's the guy, but love Hashem. You know who you're jealous? Honestly, when a guy has money and you know that he also does the dafayoyimi and also does this and also does that, then you start to be jealous. That is the truth. That is the truth. It's our chisol because we think that 2 hours of learning already makes him a chashuv yid. This is coming because we are shvacha guys. Also, he's also learning. He's either 5 hours, he learns 1 hour. If you will have, I'm doing 12 hours, kol kulitega, you'll get not be jealous. Because you will look at it like he's not doing nothing. The problem is, our level of learning is chalash. And he's learning, so the gap is small. Understand this, look around. If you hear he's a big butt, don't get it. But if you hear someone has a lot of money, he looks like an animal, you're jealous? No. You're not jealous. You also want to have, you're not jealous. I'm asking to switch with him. If he's also tailoring, then it starts to become gray. Not now, in 2 more years I want to have it. Yeah, but this is the emes. A yid is not jealous of stam gashmius. Even if he likes it, he's not jealous. So this is the vote. The brothers were not jealous. They were upset on the first room. Second dream, it's jealousy. This is something else. He's planning to be Yosef. He's not planning to be the one that's giving the money. He will be back Yosef Tzadika. This is what happened. Yosef Chai. He didn't go down. He's not a goy. He's not a melech of Mitzrayim. He's a normal choshev yid. And the father and everyone was Makir and Yosef. And the brothers heard that. That made them to become jealous. This is the avod of the two dreams. ואילכו איכו בלי רואי שצי נביאים בשכם, ואיימר ישראל אל יוסף עלי הוכיחו רואים בשכם לחובש, לחכו עליהם ואיימרו לו הנה הנה. Before she explained why his father Taka sent them to see what is happening, Shechem was a dangerous area. I think till today it's a bit dangerous there. Because really they killed the whole city. So it was reasons that the people in that place will regret and fight against the Bnei Yaakov. Not only that, it's brought down that because it was a Ritzicha there, the Moses says in Magis, B'Shechem Shechiche Roitzchim. And because of that, really the Mechiras Yosef happened in that place, because when it's bad in a place, it doesn't make a difference, even if you do it for a good reason. וישאלהו מה תבקש ויאמר אסאחי אגידו לו לי איפה הם רואים ויאמר איש נוסו מזה כי שמעתי אומרים נהל חודסו רשי. So the Ramban brings down וימצאהו איש ויינתויה בסוד. Why the Pasuk has to say like the Ramban, Yosef walked, he got lost, he found the man, he told them they went away. And he got, they were not there, So he asked someone, so where they are? He said, they went. He's not here, he's in the dorm. He came, he got lost. I didn't know he was mamish lost. The guy found it, but. Zog be Ramban, Rabbi said, this Ramban, you have to put in your bones. He was lost and was no more chance that he will find his brothers. It's good. Hey. First the Ramban says, Yosef HaTzadik, it was dangerous to go. He said, my father sent me, I did kibud av, I was Yosef. Right, Mr. My father would be happy if I would go to carry out looking and searching. But the kibud av was go there, I went, they're not there. Ulehoidia, oi, Zog the Ramban, chutz to teach us the godness of Yosef, that not only that he listened to his father in the danger, he went out of his way to carry on doing it, aber lo idea oid. Ki agzeiro emes v'acharitzus sheker. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides something, it doesn't make a difference what you will try to do. Ki zimen lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu moira derech sheloi midaitoi la'avir miyotom. וזהו נזכב לרבסינו כאיש שמלא מלוכי כי עצס השם איתו. If Hashem wants something to happen and you will get lost and you have to get there and you have to get punished and it has to happen to you, the Malach will bring you there. And if it doesn't have to happen to you, it will not happen to you, even if someone wants to do it to you. So the Tosek is telling us, you think, okay, Yaakov was not so careful, Yosef was not so careful, it was dangerous, they had to be careful not to make that step. You're right. But don't think that Yosef was sold because he was not careful. And because Yaakov didn't take the chance. He got there and it didn't happen. It's over. He can't find him, he's lost. He can't find him. There's nothing more to do. And he's looking around and there's no one there to tell them where they went. Hashem brings down a pretending person that is called the Malach. It's a shot of the Ramban means to say that it was real Malach or the Pshat it's a Shliach. Again, I don't know if you know the clothing from the Ramban, what the Ramban means in the Zach. Abba lelameinu, shacharitzus sheker v'agzeiro emes. Ki agzeiro emes v'acharitzus sheker. You have to have bitochen in Boira Olam. This is what he says, and this is what he was geyser. Every person in his life, I'm telling you, every person in his life, Hashem gives it. Mostly later, it's Megat in the Hemshech. That this is bad in two ways. Yosef goes, he sees his achim. We'll skip a second. Chazal tell us Lechuvanim karena liishmaelim Vayavu anoshim soicharim Vayimshechu vayalu es Yosef min haboy. So the pasuk says והנה אורחס ישמעאל ימבו מגילו דוגמלי הם נויסים נחויס צי ולויד הולכים להיריד מצרים. רשי says, לא מפירסם הקוסו וסמאסום לא יודיע מת הסחורם של צדיקים שאין דרכים של הרובים לא סיס אלו נף. Arabs have oil. I don't know how in that days they found it already. You know, it's in Saudi Arabia. And the whole thing is very shmer, yeah? How exactly? Already dead the Arabs had the oil, yes. Like one of the wonders in this Rashi. Yeah? Well, this is a Rashi. Arabs have oil, and if Arabs are carrying something, it's a tzorichiyu. This is Chazal. That he will not smell the bad smell. So it's a famous vote of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, you think Yosef HaTzadik, he was naked. The brothers took off the Ksenis Pasi. He sold like a slave, naked to Mitzrayim. There is no way to get out of Mitzrayim. You think he smelled? You think he heard the smell? You think he heard the smell? Smelled it. So, the teacher's two zachets. Everyone knows the first famous vote of Chaim Shmulevitz. To teach a person what you have to suffer, what you don't have to suffer, you don't suffer. You need to be sold, but you don't need to have a bad smell. That was not a part of the Xenia. I'm going to say this more. Hashem showed him, I'm selling you because I think that this is what you deserve. But you don't deserve to smell bad, so you will not smell bad. That kept Yosef. And these are the two things that kept Yosef. When Yosef was sitting in the Mitzrayim and the boy, and thinking to myself, my life is miserable, things are not working out. He said, one second, I didn't find my brothers. If Hashem didn't make it to happen, I would have to go back home. Ah, Hashem sent me here and gave him the energy to stay. If Yosef would come and the brothers would find him right away and they would sell him, Yosef would say, it was my mistake, felt in Ishadlis. I was wrong to go. I was not wrong to go. I anyway didn't find him. Hashem made it to happen. I had to be sold to people that have a nice smell. Obviously Hashem is sending it. When a person realizes, I tell you, my father was very sick. Well, Hashem is back to himself completely. But he was sitting in the hospital, was intensive care, and the doctors already, the x-rayed his lungs were gone already, and then there was internal bleeding. The doctors told me we're speaking about 1% of people that survive. The other 5%, if they wake up, I don't know what happens to them. I didn't know what I could do, you know. I'm sitting there trying all the doctors, all the connections, trying to do everything what I could, keep it up. And then Reb Shmuel Volman came to visit me in the hospital to mechazik me. He showed up. I said, what happened? He said, I know you had the hard moments with your father, I came to be with you. And I'm saying, nice thing, and then Rabbein and Yeshiva. Yeah? I don't know, I just came to be with you. I said, okay, very nice. You know, now that I had so much time to associate with people that came to visit to help me, but you know, I really appreciate it till today. After 5 minutes, he tells me, what do you think your father would want now? I said, please, I don't know. Leave, you know, I'm Chatzia Malchus. He says, you know, your father is a Talmid of David Grotius, the Mashkiach of Baltimore. He would love to have a minion davening in his cave. Okay, I said, where's the caver? I'm a Kohen, I don't know what it's called. I know it's Chevron, I know it's an awesome Achpel, I heard. But, so I think it almost stops there. So I said, okay. He said, no, it's a half an hour away from Baltimore, in Maryland. I said, I would love that. I don't think it's now what I could do now. I finish the seder, I see my phone rings, I look, Baruch Neuberger. He's calling me. He's the son of the Menalder, he's Tutzach in Baltimore. So he picks up, he's called to find out how your father is doing. I said, he's doing very bad, you could help me? I need a favor. He says, I'm sure I know what you want, a minion Baruch David, right? I said, yes. He said, give me 5 minutes, went to a bound. Further than that, they said, 10 choshen in Gilai, they took a car and they sent him to the minion. Half an hour passed, I knew my father would be okay. I didn't have a suffix. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed me that little, no reason in the world how I could send a million to Baltimore out of nowhere. I even didn't know that I had both Nomuke's number in my phone, yeah? The doctor comes out and says, you know, it's very, very dangerous, but I think we have a chance that he will get back to himself. So you sure? And I see the phone ringing, Baruch Nubigam, we just finished the minion in the cave. Now nothing changed yet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me, I'm not speaking about the fact that they died. Everything was going wrong. But he showed me, but if I want, I could put pieces together. So believe it, I could do everything also. And then the whole family started to daven shtark. We needed the Yom of a Lila to feel us after it. But we saw Hashem could do things. I tell you, Baruch Nubigam called me 3 years ago. That time, Brazil. Yeah? Not like every second day. Twice I think I spoke to him on the phone. Yeah, I called him out a couple times after that, yeah. But if Hashem wants, he shows you I could put little things together. So if I want, right, the guy that is dead, I could make it to live. This is what the Ramban says. A person has to learn from Mechiras Yosef. Yosef is going to be in Mitzrayim. Again, there is no chance. Lo yotzo eved be Mitzrayim. Yosef is going to pass the very hard Nisoyin of Eishes Poitifa. Hashem sent me to Mitzrayim. It's the Nisoyin that Hashem gave. And that is Be'etzem, what gives a person a koyach to survive, to go weiter. I want a second to jump to the chet of Yosef, to the Nisoyin of Yosef himself. ויוסף הוא המצרים בו והגירו פוטיפס והיא השני ביום והיא מעזיב כדי את בייסי על כל אשר יש לו ויעזב כל אשר לא יהיו לו והיא אחר הדבורים האלה ותיסו ותוינו שחובו אימי ואימיים ויומר הנה אדוני לא יודע איתם הבויס ויכעסו הרוע הזויס הגדוי לו וחוטוסי לאלוהי ויהי כדברו אל יוסף יוים יוים ולא ישמע עליה לשכבץ לליה יסעימה ססר גיבר דגבורת רבלי בקס המטר סז ויהי כדברו אל יוסף יוים יוים ולא ישמע עליה לשכבץ לליה יסעימה סז אל מרדכי ויהי כאומרון אלוב יוים יוים ולא ישמע עליהם to bury down to the person of Hama. So we have twice, Vayi kedabu el Yosef yoim yoim, ve'lo yishoma eleo lishka bitzva li yosimo, Vayi kedabu omeilov yoim yoim, ve'lo yishoma eleo. Zogin Chazal, Godol nisoyen shel Mordechai ki nisoyen shel Yosef. Yosef was taive, noshim, Mordechai was a bezore, what is Hekesh? Yoim Yoim. Okay, we're learning Mufne, Muchach, Yoim Yoim. So Blaib explains, the Chazal are teaching us the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Yoim Yoim. Yoim Yoim. There's a Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. He pushes you day by day, till you give up. Puts in your heads ideas. Yoim yoim, yoim yoim. A person has to fight that yoim yoim. He has to fight that yoim yoim. When a person fights the yoim yoim, he could survive. If he doesn't fight the yoim yoim, he cannot survive. He has to know, I have to fight the yoim yoim. What Yosef says, ויכעסה הרוע הגדוי לו הזויס וחוטוסי לאלוהי. I can't do it. A person has to remember, I'm a choshev person, I'm a yid. How I could do it? If a person will think of himself in a higher place where he is, so when he's sitting in his room, and he's married and he's not in yeshiva, and he's searching in the And he says, well, I will look at his picture. Me? Tomorrow, after 120, I will sit Bekisa Yaakovet, and what I will explain. And I looked at this funny picture. How I will face it? And I walked in the street and I picked it aside. How when I come up to the Shemayim and I'll be in front of Kisa Yaakovet, what I will answer? I'm embarrassed. Yosef in a very hard Nisayan, he says, and then he got on with many babais. How I could do a chet? He's talking to himself. Chazal say, "Vayhi ke'ayoyim." He saw his father. Yosef HaTzadik, the way a person stops his nisoyen sometimes is Udvayikva. Me? What I will answer when I will come up in the Shemayim? How I will answer it? How I will explain it? How I will face it? That is the way a person can hold himself, pick himself up. Chazal say, "Vayomer Abayis Olasas Melachter." We don't know what it means. But he poseyu bebigdo ilaymer shchoy bemi vayazu bebigdo beyodo vayodos vayetsa achutzah. He left his clothes and he ran out. Ali is the worst thing in the world. She has a lot of evidence against him. He left his clothes by her. The question is why he didn't grab the clothes and left. Could be she was stronger. That must happen. The Mefoshim say, when a person has a Nisayon and he feels it's a Nisayon, you run away. You don't even stay a moment to take your clothes. Staying a moment to take your clothes, you could fall tomorrow. Yosef knew if he will stay there for the clothes, in the end he will fall. Remember, Bacha came over to me once. He came and he found out he has a bad dira. So Bacha had eyeballs dira, a bad dira. I said, don't go back even to take your stuff. Leave your stuff there. Leave it. To come back to take your stuff? Really shame. You can't go back and take your clothes. So there's a problem is that the iPhone is in your own clothes. Now that's a different problem. Then I don't know what to do. Yeah? But Vayazu Bigdor. One pshat. And I heard another pshat, the emissary pshat. Also, it's a big mistake. He had to grab the clothes from her. Grabbing the clothes is also something to do with her. Sometimes you fall just from grabbing the clothes from her. A lot of times you have to know the bad makes you to fight the bad and then you fall into the bad. I'm saying to you, say this. One time is leave the bad. When it's bad, just leave. Leave. There's another zach. Chutz from leaving the bad, sometimes fighting with the bad, associating with the bad. It's already dangerous. It's already dangerous. The chokhmah is vayazif migdol b'yad vayetzeh chutz. So I want to go back a little bit.
Yosef,
v'nire ma'iyu chalumoisim. So the Rachaim HaKadosh brings down Shechochma also. They didn't plan to lie to the father. Lecho v'na'argenu nashlichenu be'echad aboyos. And what will happen? The animals will eat it. V'omarnu chayo ro'o acholosu. Not chayo ro'o haragosoy. They were not planning to lie. Later they got in trouble because they sold it. And they came back. That was really not straight. But the original plan was not to lie to the father. We will kill him. We'll take off the clothes. We'll say that the animal ate him. True. Animals ate him. Later was a problem. The clothes they had. But he was sold. Vayishma Ruben vayatzila miyodah. I don't want to, it's late, I want to say one part of the Mephoshim saying, Vayishvu lecho ilechem, Vayisu enayim, Vayiru, V'hineh ochas Ishmael. The Shaila is why they ate. They're going to kill their brother. It's time to sit to eat now. So I heard it's brought down in one of the Chassidish Sforim, I don't remember, from one of the Geoina Oilam, that a lot of times when a person is tired or hungry, he's very itchy, nervous. He's very likely to get angry. The brothers felt they didn't eat for a long time, obviously. Yeah, the brothers, Achim HaKadoshim didn't eat every time when, you know, when they passed near a pizza store. They ate when they really had to eat. They felt they didn't eat yet today. They said, we will be b'yishuv hadas. After we eat, and then we will decide if to sell him or not. A person has to know a lot of times in life he's angry, he's upset with someone, in the middle of the night, someone did something, he's tired. Sleep it overnight. Don't be tired, wake up, all calm. You decide you want to do bad, do bad. But don't do it. They stop. Yosef came, they're upset, Baruch Halaynus. He's in the side, sit down, we will eat, we'll be full, we'll see how we feel, and then we will do the psak. Not to do it when you're angry. Not to do it when you're hungry. A person has to have the Yishuv Hadas. When a person has the Yishuv Hadas, then he could decide to do what he has to do.